Is that your own horse? That of my own steer. Yes, I own him. Hehe, nein. Did you sell your red pickup? Nicht wahr, nicht mehr. Yes, it just got worn out. Hehe, it don't storm in my.
In this next section, we will have some words and questions and phrases to help people who are trying to learn Cheyenne, words about learning Cheyenne.
Do you talk Cheyenne? Nitsa-sense. Yes, I talk Cheyenne. Heh. Natsisanist. I talk Cheyenne a little bit. Natsketsisanist. I can understand but do not speak it well. Nakinaniat na owanasa pivitsisanist. I want to speak Cheyenne. Natsisanstan. I want to learn Cheyenne. Nahane natanutatsisanstat. Speak Cheyenne to me. Nistisanstost. What is Hardin called in Cheyenne? It don't just Hardin. Na hek gonimavin. How is it said? He is smiling. It don't just anisto. He is smiling. Na ichamene.
Okay.
How do you say he is drunk? Don't chisse yoko no. He is drunk.
Yeah.
Na eno noto shish. How would you say pray for me? Don't chisto anisto. Pray for me. Na nika na womo dachst. Did I say it right? Na pewo ane. Yes, you said it right. Hehe, ne pewo an. You almost said it right. Try again. Nistos power an wofo do anst. What did you say? Niyohof. What did he say? Iyohovo. I didn't say anything. Nasa oho. Say it again. Hosen hishe. Say it louder. Tapeest. Pave art zitta hino. Listen to exactly the way it is said. Is that it? Hence. Yes, that's it. Hehe, henahan. What does that mean? Henawatzenhisto. Can a woman say that? He emme vessenhe. He emme vessenhe vaa. Yes, a woman can say that. No, a woman can't say that. Hawahan he emme saa vessenhe. Do young people understand that word? Zimonishist ehene na hene estist. Is there a better way of saying it? Epahoche
instito. In the Cheyenne language, when there are two people and you're talking about them and one person is doing something to the other person, the grammar changes in a special way. The technical word for this is called obviation. It happens in all Algonquian languages like Cheyenne. Listen carefully and we'll show you some of the examples, and you can practice on your own and practice with someone else. First, we'll say some common nouns in the regular way they are said, and then listen as the ending of the nouns changes a little bit when we use them for when one person does something to another person. Also, the ending on the verbs changes a little bit. Because of this, we, along with the common nouns, we will also give a few common verbs in which the grammar will be, I am doing something to him. So you can listen to the change between I am doing something to him and he is doing something to someone else.
Man, he tan. Woman, he. Child, got skun. Duck, shish. Deer, singular. Wads of fish, singular, numa. Young man, ksawa. Her mother, hisk. Her husband, heham. A cruel person, odan. I saw him. Nawom. I ate him. Namef. I love him. Namehut. I fought him. Namehut. I saw the man. Nawom hetan. I saw a duck. Nawom. Shish. I love that young man. Namehut neksawa. Namehut neodant. I fought that crow. He saw a man. Ewomo hetano. He saw a woman. Ewomoheo. He saw a child. Ewomogashkone. He saw a duck. Ewomoshech. She loved that young man. Emehot. Nixawahe. She loves her mother. Emehut Hesk, he fought that crow. Emiot neodano. I ate a duck. Namef shish. He ate a duck. Emiv shik. Her mother loves her. Emihota hishk. Her husband loves her. Heham emihota. A crow fought against him. Emiota odana. He was seen by that man. Ewo ma nehetano.
In English grammar, teachers often talk about independent clauses and dependent or subordinate clauses. The Cheyenne language, along with other Algonquian languages, has a similar type of division among the verbs. The regular verbs, or the most common way of saying them, we say are in the independent order. And the dependent verbs, or you might say a subordinate kind of a verb, we say is of the conjunct order. The terms independent and conjunct are used by linguists who work with Algonquian languages. We will now have some practice with verbs from these two classes of orders. We will give verbs in their independent order, and we will also have verbs in the conjunct order. Listen carefully to the differences that take place in the verbs. First, some verbs of the independent order.
I saw him. Nawo. I'm married to him. Navisto. I hit him. Now. He's sleeping. Inaud. He made it. Emanist. I helped him. Navistam. He helped me. Navistam. They helped me. Navistama. I ate it. Namis. I saw it. Nawot. I want it. Nahoa. I have it. Nahot.
Now the verbs will be in the conjunct order. This can often occur in questions, but it can also occur in regular sentences also. First, we will have them with some questions. We will be making who and what questions. Listen to those question words first by themselves.
Who, neva, who, plural, nevasio. Another way of saying who, nevas, who, objective, nevaso. What? Henoa. 変な What things, plural, 変な what? Who do you see? Never the warmth. Who saw you? Never the warmth. Who is he married to? Never the stormers.Who hit me? Never the must. Who is that sleeping? Never the nitsenost. He saints independent order. Independent. He's praying independent order. Ehon.He's eating independent order. Emissa. Who is that singing? Nivasa Dattata Nimenst. Who prayed? Nivasa Zihanat. Who ate? Nivasa Missest. Who...Plural hit you. Nivasa Ziyo Matas. Who, plural, did you see? Nivasa Ziyo Mus. Who did you help? Nivasa Vistamut. Who helped him? Nivasa.Zivistamas. What are you eating? Henu wat zimisit. What do you see? Henat zivortum. What do you want? Henat zihohat. What are you making? Henu wat zimansit.What is he making? Henu wa'ats zimanis. What does he want? Henu wa'ats zihoas. What did he see? Henu wa'ats zihoat. What do you have? Henu wa'ats zihoat.What, plural, do you have? Henu wa'at zihoat. What, plural, do you want? Henu wa'at zihoat.
Now we will have a few sentences with verbs of the conjunct order, but without...question words in the sentences.
I love my spouse. Namehat zivistom. I saw him when he was praying. Nawomot zichans. I saw you when you were eating. Nivomot zimisit.I saw the man who was singing. Nawom hetanitzinimenst. He saw the one who was singing. Ziniminitzis ewomo. It's morning. Eshiwona. That was...In the independent order, I sang this morning. Nameo nimen. Also, nanimen zihwona. He sang this morning. Zihwona ots inimen. I was sleeping when you ate.
As you have heard, many conjunct order verbs begin with the prefix zi, spelled T-S-E. However, there are other conjunct prefixes, and here are a few sentences with some other conjunct prefixes. Listen carefully.
Whenever it snows, I just stay home. Koetost navenovu nakekoto. If it's sunny tomorrow, we'll go for a picnic. But me a pivatamana star himself. I don't know whether it rained. Nasahene na eyahoko. Even if I am poor, I will depend on God. Huncha omenit hatzenetamenit maheyo. Even if the weather is bad tomorrow, we will go to Billings. Huntshimeya hoha tamano. Starato metzem e hoato. I wish all the children spoke Cheyenne. Momochem hatzisen stucht gatskunni. I guess he must have not felt well. Moho no pewo muhtast. When the Savior returns, how shall we answer him? Na mahne if haetst. What stanif sto mane stedunchino sto one. Next summer, we will go to the powwow in Lame Deer. Matasu meyanif stavio sunimane meyavio en.
In this next section, we will practice saying possessive nouns, such as my car, your house, your shoes, and so forth.
My house, namhayo. Your house, nimhayo. His house, himhayo. Our house, namhayonan. Our house, nimhayonan.
Notice that there were two ways of saying our house. This is a very important part of Cheyenne grammar. The first way, starting with the prefix na, means our, which does not include the person you are speaking to. The second way of saying our includes the person you are speaking to and begins with the prefix ni. In technical language, when you are just speaking without including the person you are speaking to, it is called exclusive we. And when you include the person you are speaking to, it is called inclusive we.
You, plural, house. Nimhayonif their house. Him hayonif my cap nawukka. My caps nawukast. Their caps he wukka wut.
The possessed nouns we have practiced so far have been inanimate. Next, we will practice saying some possessed nouns which are animate. Listen carefully when we talk about something being possessed by a third person. That is how we would translate in English his or her or their. Earlier in these language learning lessons, we talked about something called obviation in Cheyenne. Obviation also occurs with animate nouns whenever they are possessed by a third person. It may sound complicated at first, but if you listen carefully, you'll see how the endings of the nouns change to indicate this obviation when the prefixes change from na, that is first person, or ni, second person, to hi, third person.
My pet, dut, your pet, stut, his pet, his dut, their pets, his dut, my daughter, dun, my daughters, dunna. His daughters, his dunna. Their daughter, his dunna. My son, na. Our son, na ha han. His son, he ha.
When you are talking about some of your relatives, for a few of the words, the possessive prefixes are slightly different. Instead of na for first person, you will hear a high-pitched ni for first person and a high-pitched I for second person. So listen to a few of these examples and practice them.
My friend, Nissen. Your friend, Issen. His friend, Hivissen. My grandmother, Nishke. Your grandmother, Ishkim. His grandmother, Hiviskim. My father, Nihoe. Your father, Iho. His father, Heho. Our father, Ihan. Their father, Hehewo.
Even though obviation does not occur with possessed inanimate nouns, verbs which are associated with those possessed inanimate nouns do reflect obviation. And the same thing occurs with animate nouns. As we've said before, when animate nouns are possessed they become obviated. And also, verbs associated with these animate possessed nouns are also obviated. Listen to some examples.
My house is red. Namaya emma. His house is red. Hemaya emmaot. My car is yellow. Namahast ehe yof.